That is Eclipse by the Vita Band. I love that. It's great. It's from their album Hot Shots 2. It goes on a bit, but that's all right. So, hello, everyone. This is John Osborne. I'm doing the Drive Time show. It's 4:10. This is Future Radio. I'm presenting the show this afternoon with Molly Naylor, except, she broke down on her way here, on her way to collect me, actually. And so we don't really know when she's getting here. I prepared loads of stuff anyway, because I'm a professional. So even if not, we'll sort that out. Sending positive messages to Molly and her little yellow car on some verge somewhere where she's probably waiting for a man to come and help her fix it. Interestingly, Molly's little yellow car is the little yellow car that used to be owned by Simone, who was like a cool dude at Future Radio until recently. And when she left, she sold her car and it was Molly who bought it. So I'll play this next song for Molly and Simone and for the little yellow car, and hopefully Molly will be with us soon. Otherwise, it'll be just me prattling on, playing some songs and talking in between them. But here is Art Brut. This is Yesayer 2080. And this time when I faded the microphone up, I didn't just fade microphone one up, I faded microphone two up as well. Where have you been?
I'm here. I'm back. It's all right. You can all relax.
What's happened? This is Molly. Hello, Molly.
Did you not even tell them?
Of course I did. I was concerned. I dedicated a song to your yellow car.
Good. Well, listen, it's been wild. Turns out, if you don't put petrol in your car, it grinds to a halt.
It does.
But listen, I was 5 metres from... No, I was 10 metres in a really awkward place from the garage.
Yeah.
I was just about to get some petrol, and it stopped just before then, in a really awkward place in the middle of the road, and then I had to run in, get some petrol, put that in the car, but then turns out that wasn't enough, because my car was on a weird angle.
Okay.
And then I had to get the RAC man to come, and he basically just thought I was a complete idiot.
He's worked you out very quickly.
He has.
A few years to work that out.
Anyone who's experienced me in the last half an hour, just hates me, thinks I'm awful, and I am. Maybe he's listening in his van. I'm really sorry, RAC man.
Hello, RAC man.
Hello, you're doing a great job. No, didn't bother to ask.
Nah, why bother?
Why bother?
All he's doing is saving you from a very tricky situation. What's the point in learning his name or being polite?
Honestly, I made so many embarrassing mistakes. Just putting things in wrong places. It was awful. But I'm here now.
Another planet. Only ones.
Yeah, another girl, another planet. In my top 5 songs of all time ever.
It's great, isn't it? There are a lot of those guitarists. I think 2 of the guitarists were in Baby Shambles or did Baby Shambles things or Pete Doherty related things. Something like that. There is a fact connecting them to Pete Doherty in some way.
Mm.
I'm not very good on the radio, am I?
No, you are not.
There is an interesting fact about some things
it's
in
out
music.
There.
Yeah. The theme for today's show is embarrassing moments. We'd like
That's one
to
of
get
the
in
themes.
Touch with embarrassing moments. We've got that is one of the themes. you're in one of those moods.
I am. I'm overexcited.
You're hyper. I'm going to have to deal with this. I'm going to have to sort you out. I'm going to have to settle you down before.
It's all right. Make me some coffee and leave me with the listeners. I'll be fine.
Okay. That sounds like a really good solution. And another thing we'd like to talk about is one of our friends is coming to Norwich tomorrow. She lives in Wales. Can you imagine that?
Lisa Helleth Jones.
Yes. That's how Welsh she is. She's your friend, really, that I'm kind of borrowing and kind of like I'm sneaking in and I'm making her my friend as well.
Yeah, she's amazing.
She's a mega dude. And she's coming to visit us tomorrow. Is it her first time in Norwich?
I think it is, yes.
Yeah, and so...
she's not coming to visit us, I will just say that she's coming anyway.
Yeah, we're more of an added bonus.
Yes.
We're the cherry on top.
Exactly.
And we would like people to suggest places that we should take her to, because she's here during the day and in the evening as well, so...
No, she's busy during the day, so she's actually... She'll be here for a bit of the next morning, so basically, if you've got someone's in Norwich for 12 hours...
Can you tell us a bit more about her schedule?
Shut up. So, if someone's in Norwich for 12 hours, what do they have to see? What can they not miss? Would you like to tell me an embarrassing thing you've done, please?
Would you like the one that involves me falling into something or nudity?
Oh, God! Oh! Oh, what? Can I have both of them at different times?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, let's start with nudity. Always start with nudity.
Always start with nudity. This goes back to when I was maybe like 10 years old.
Great.
It's hard to do, struggle remembering how old you were when you're telling stories from the past. Or is it quite... Can you say I was 14, I was 7,
I think it's very easy for me. Because I always remember sort of what was going on at that time. I think, oh, Gabrielle Dreams was number one. I know what year it is. So,
okay.
Different, aren't
different,
we?
Yeah.
Double X can be different.
I was going to the swimming pool, my local swimming pool, and I had, this is before lockers, this was when...
Well, there's no before lockers.
There is.
What?
This is before squeezy tomato ketchup. This is when there was a man...
Yeah.
Who worked...
I'm captivated on before lockers. Well, I can't imagine what you're about to say.
You're much, much younger than me, though, aren't you?
Yeah, I am very
young. You're 13 months younger than me.
I'm so young.
You're so young.
I'm pretty.
and so a man would give you a basket.
What?
And you would put all of your clothes into the basket.
Are you from the past?
Yes,
are you from Victorian
past.
Times?
Yeah, and you'd put all of your clothes in the basket and then you would hand the basket back to him and he would give you a number.
This is utter rubbish. What are you on about? Baskets, numbers?
It was like a wristband, like you would have with a locker key, but it didn't have a key. It just, you exchanged it for your basket with all of your clothes. And so...
Where did he put all these alleged baskets?
There was a big row where you hung them. Where
probably where the lockers...
He hung them, yeah.
Then were...
Yeah.
Wow.
He's lost his job now.
Good.
Saw him begging the other day. So I got changed into my swimming trunks, put all of my clothes into the basket, gave him my basket. I didn't realise how strange this story was at first. I thought it was the nudity that would be surprising.
Yeah.
And I went and I jumped into the pool.
Of course you did. Probably did a bit of butterfly knowing you.
And this guy came up to this boy my own age, he came up to me and said...
Oh, no.
You should probably know that you've not got any trunks on.
Oh, no.
I'd forgotten to put my trunks on. I'd just taken underpants off. And put everything in, and I had to go. I had to borrow a float. Luckily, there was a float somewhere, and so I covered up wee Johnny Osborne, and I went to say to the man, "Oh, I forgot something. I forgot my goggles. Can I have my goggles?"
Okay, my first question.
Yeah.
Why didn't he tell you, the basket man? That's a bit unfair, isn't it?
He might not have seen that he was in a window.
Well, I think he was trying to thwart you. my second point is, yeah. There's an urban myth in Falmouth, where I'm from. I was told this as absolute salient fact, that Candy Atherton did that exact same thing. And I've been going around telling everyone for years. Turns out it's a complete lie, it's made up.
This happened to me. It happened to me.
Really happened to you.
Genuinely happened to me.
All right.
And you know how much I would love that not to be true. I hate telling.
Were you in secondary school?
Probably not. I think it was probably late primary school. I think 10.
Hang on, John Osborne. A listener's got in touch to say that they remember the baskets too.
Yes.
It's Chelsea Flood.
Chelsea Flood's from a similar part of the world to me.
She's from
Derbyshire. I'm from Lincolnshire.
It's obviously just the East Midlands.
Yeah, well, not quite East Midlands, we're slightly further.
Don't be pedantic.
Lincolnshire don't like being called East Midlands.
No.
Anyway, this is not about geography.
It's not. Okay, so I'm going to tell you an embarrassing thing, and then can I play you the song that I've been going on about playing for you?
Yes.
Great. Okay, would you like something I did the other day, something that happened to me, which is a bit sad, when I was 10?
Other day.
Okay. Mm. Oh, it's bad. So I was at the pub. It was kind of a
classic Molly.
It was actually the night where I'm not going to say what night it was. No, I am. It's when Ace Bushy Striptease and the Middle Ones and everyone played in Norwich, and I was really excited. I was having such a lovely time, and my friend Cherry came up to me and she gave me a picture of my own face that she'd cut out of that magazine outline. I don't know why my face was in there, but it was.
You're probably doing something cool.
I imagine so. And she gave it to me. So I was just sort of holding a picture of my own face. I didn't really know what to do with it. And then I was talking to this really nice boy. And I showed him the picture of my own face.
Mm.
And then I thought it was a funny thing to pop it into his top pocket.
Oh, dear.
And I meant it to be funny. But it looked like I was just genuinely wanting it to be close to his heart.
Oh dear.
And then I made a joke about how he's going to take it home and frame it, but it all just came out wrong.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't a joke.
You're a lunatic.
I was like, here you go, here's something for later. And I didn't, I was just trying to be funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing I do all the time, though.
It's, yeah, you do it all the time.
Picking that moment,
you are
that
a bit
was
of an
just,
idiot.
I just could pick a random moment for my life, and it's probably that sort of moment.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry you had that embarrassing moment.
That's all right, mate. Orbital the Saint. Hello, this is Future Radio, and I'm Molly Naylor, and I'm with John Osborne.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, and I just went to make a cup of coffee, and people just keep telling me their embarrassing stories. I don't like being told embarrassing stories. Makes me feel awkward. But we'd like to hear more. Do you want to hear my other one?
Yes, please.
About falling into something.
Yes, please.
You were there, weren't you? But I don't know if you saw it happen.
This was New Year's. I've just realised what this is. Go on.
New Year's Eve, 3 or 4 years ago. And it's one of those memories that just makes me shudder and anxious and really unhappy whenever I think of it.
Is there any way we can play some sad music underneath?
We could do. Let's see. What band's sad?
Don't know. Dire Straits? Quite sad. No.
Too late. You should have. We'll find some sad music for a story.
For
later
my
on.
Next one.
Or maybe should I save this story? And
yeah,
make
I think
it
you should. Because I think it'd be
possible.
Really good with some sad music.
Okay, so let us play this, and then we will find some sad music, and I'll tell my story.
Maybe turn it down a bit.
Okay, so I was, it was New Year's Eve, and there was about 10 of us, and we were at Waterloo Park. We kind of climbed over the fence to get in there. Or maybe we got in there legitimately, I don't remember.
We climbed a fence.
Yeah, we climbed
a
fence.
I did, but I don't think we had to.
Yeah, I think that's it. I think we climbed a fence, and some people just walked around through the open gates. And we were just hanging out, had a few beers and that kind of thing.
Champagne.
And, We were just hanging out. We were having a really fun time. We were there for maybe an hour. We went there at exactly midnight. And our friends left. Our friends Joel and Fran and Anna left. And so I was saying goodbye to them, just waving. And I was walking backwards as I was waving. Now there is a moat at Waterloo Park.
There is a
It's like
a moat.
Is moat the right word? It's like a pond. It's,
well,
almost.
We were sort of hanging out in this bandstand. And yes, it's surrounded by a sort of kind of moat, I suppose, is the right word for it, but...
And it was pitch black.
Yes.
And I didn't see, and I was... It's not because I was really, really drunk, like, I probably was. But it wasn't the actions of a drunk man, that's just... It's a sort... Because I'm clumsy anyway. Mm. It's the sort of thing I would have done in broad daylight, even if I'd not been drinking. And so I was just waving to them, and they're the nicest people, Joel and Fran and Anna. And I was just waving to them, and suddenly I was in freezing cold water, like 1 in the morning, and I was like, it was so cold, and the surprise, the shock, and...
What was most impressive about it is that you managed, even though the moat was only about 3 inches deep, you managed to submerge your entire body.
Yeah. Oh, it was awful. Oh. And luckily, I went home. I just like, oh, I'm going home. And our friend Luke came with me. I didn't live that far from Waterloo Park. And Luke came with me. And brilliant advice. He said, look, there's two ways. Everyone else went back to your house. Luke said, look, there's two ways you can deal with
this. I'd laid on a spread.
You'd laid on a spread, haven't you? Hadn't you? Luke said, there's
cheesy
two ways.
Cheesy nibbles. Sorry.
I'm going to fade your microphone down. There's not really. Luke said there's two ways you can deal with this. You can either go home, sulk, and wake up in a really bad mood, and I'll go back to Molly's and we'll all have a good time, and you'll be here shivering, worrying about what people think about you. Or you can have a shower, get changed, I'll wait for you, and we'll go back to the party and just pretend nothing happened. I just went straight to the party, and I was like, oh, that was a bit embarrassing, wasn't it? And no one ever really mentioned it again.
Yeah, actually, you're right, and then it was one of those things...
It's just a thing.
No, they did mention it again, but it was, you know, one of those things next day, go, oh, did someone fall in a moat last night?
Yeah, and...
Was it not Molly? That's weird.
Yeah, I think that's because it wasn't like I was, like, dancing around, look at me, it was just walking backwards and I fell. But it's still the moment that I just feel really, really... Like, even now, this music isn't making it feel much better, but...
It's a lovely idea, wasn't it, of mine, to do it to music?
It was. I think the conclusion of it,
yes,
if you can take away, is if something bad happens to you, shrug your shoulders and get on with it. Like, don't worry about these embarrassing moments.
Freaking lutely.
There's a nice saying that I've got written down in my notebook, and I don't know who said it, but no one cares if you are miserable, so you may as well be happy.
Oh, that's lovely. That was Slow Club with The Dog. I love any reference to dogs.
Or Slow Club.
Or Slow Club. I think that's a really good song.
There's another message that we've had in anonymously as well, which I like. I think people
should get
in touch.
An embarrassing story.
An embarrassing story,
yes.
Yeah. A few years ago, a man I was trying to subtly woo sent me a vaguely positive text.
I love a vaguely positive text.
I like vaguely positive text. I was straight onto my best girlfriend saying, X says blah, 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 and I'm going to get to X, Y, and Z with him soon. You don't need me to tell you. I sent it to him by mistake. Mortified being as we'd only had the odd cuppa until then. Eek. That is a classic.
That's
sending.
Amazing.
I've done that once before.
Have
as well.
You?
It was, like, luckily, it was nothing like that. It was just, it was slightly embarrassing more than incredibly embarrassing. My friend Christo sent me a text saying, I'm having a party at my house. Do you want to come? Invite anyone you like. And so I texted my friend Lisa and said, Christo's having a party at his house. It'll probably be a bit rubbish, but do you want to come along? And he texted me back and said, yes, it will be a bit rubbish, but feel free to.
Christo knows.
Yeah, he knew. Yeah, he was on board.
Were you trying to impress the girl as well? So he was like, oh, it's all right. He's trying to impress the girl.
No, the three of us were quite good friends.
Oh,
and
okay.
So it was all fine. And so I certainly consider myself getting off lightly in terms of texting someone by mistake. I think in terms of embarrassing moments, texting someone by mistake, nudity, calling someone by the wrong name or kind of recognising someone and not getting the right person. Like, you can split embarrassing moments up into, like, five different categories, I imagine.
Ooh, what about this one, then, that I'm about to tell you when I was 10? Shall I tell you now?
Yeah, is it short or long?
It's short, it's really short.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so I got some... This is one that's just very sad. I got some new trainers, and you've got to understand that my mum... My mum was not a cool mum. She was ace, lovely, but not cool. Do you know what I mean? She wouldn't know what were cool trainers. She didn't let me watch ITV. She gave me raisins in my lunchbox, not wagon wheels, that kind of vibe. Yeah. She bought me these trainers, and I loved them, because I didn't know what was cool either.
You still don't.
I went round to my friend's house and I was wearing them, and I told my two friends that I had these new trainers and I was so excited. And I was at the front door and I was just about to knock, and then I could hear them in the living room talking, and I could hear one of them going to the other one, oh, they better not be Gola. And then I looked down and they were Gola. And I had
course.
To go into the house in my Gola trainers.
Okay. Oh, it's so hard being young, isn't it?
Oh, it's horrible.
That's Melis with Chinese Whispers. Like that?
Yes. What does Melis mean?
I don't know. We'll ask
maybe it's Welsh.
Yeah, it is Welsh. Well, they're a Welsh band. I don't know if it's a Welsh word or maybe someone's name, or maybe it's just a word, what they made up with their imaginations.
You've got no idea, have you?
No idea. And so that is for Diamond, and I hope that, because he requested something to play while cooking his hot pot. I'd quite like to know more about this hot pot.
This alleged hot pot.
Yeah, what's in this hot pot? I want to know more information. And we were talking about Derek earlier, because I watched it the other night, and also I've heard Ricky Gervais being interviewed a lot this week. He was on Greg James' Radio 1 show, he was on Richard Bacon's 5 Live show, he was on Steve Wright in the afternoon on Radio 2, he's all over the place. And
my goodness.
But he's not been in touch to ask if he could come on as a guest on this show.
That's weird, isn't it? Or has he?
Maybe Ricky Gervais is in the room. So this is very exciting. We've got an interview with Ricky Gervais. Hello, Ricky.
Hello.
Hello.
Where's he from?
He's from Slough, Reading.
Hello. Oh, I really can't. Okay,
you can't
carry on.
All,
it's fine.
You?
Hello. I'm Ricky.
When I emailed Molly earlier to say maybe we should do an interview pretending that you're Ricky Gervais, you emailed back to say, yeah, I can't do the voice, but that is not going to stop me. And that seems to be the case still. So, hello, Ricky. Congratulations on Derek. It must have been really enjoyable to make. Tell me a little bit about Derek.
Well, I just think he's a lovely, lovely fella. And I'm really, really proud of it. That's the way he laughs.
Oh, I thought Carl Pilkington might have just been playing with him, kind of like maybe poked him in the ribs or something. And so, like, Derek is your new Channel 4 project.
Yeah.
Is about a man, a sad man. How would you describe Derek?
Oh, he's just a man that's, in a way, sort of too kind for this world. Do you know what I mean? He's, like, sort of very different to everyone else. He's got no sense of irony.
And was he fun to play?
Yeah, he was. He was a dream. But he made me quite sad in a way. That's how I'd feel, because Derek does make me
sad.
Yeah,
he makes me a little bit sad.
I think it's really lovely.
Hang on, sorry, I'm mean now. I'm confused. Well, let me ask you one more question,
okay.
Ricky. You have to go, because you have to go on news round.
I'm going to meet Molly, actually. I don't know if you know this. This woman, Molly Naylor, lives in Norwich. She's really amazing, really funny, and I'm going to hang out with her just because she's so ace, so I've got to rush off.
No, I'm not familiar with her.
Well, you will be soon, Sonny.
So tell me about future projects. Is there going to be more episodes of The Office? We all loved it when you did that dance. I lolled. Oh, he's doing the dance, I said to my mates.
Well, you know, we'll see.
That's your answer, is it?
That's the worst accent I've ever done.
It's pretty bad, isn't it?
I can't do his voice. It's really weird. It's a hard voice to do. I could do Stephen Merchant a little bit better.
You can. Hello, Stephen.
Hello.
Nice of you to come.
Sorry, Ricky's just nipped out to hang out with Molly Naylor. She's apparently a very, very amazing woman.
and so tell me what you're up to at the moment. You're in LA at the moment,
I am.
You?
I'm just having some, you know, bit of schmoozing. It was on the Marc Maron podcast the other day. That was lovely. And, just sort of chatting to people and dreaming about Molly Naylor, mainly.
Oh, and you were on radio a lot. You were on XFM and Six Music. Why have you turned your back on radio, but whenever time you got interviewed, say how much you loved the medium of radio, yet don't do it?
Well, mainly, I'm sort of leaving it to the big boys, you know, John Osborne's, your Molly Naylor's, just leaving it to, you know, the ones who are just better at it. So, yeah.
Well, thank you very much for... I didn't expect to be talking to either of you, but thank you, Ricky.
That's all right.
And thank you, Stephen.
No problem, mate.
www.futureradio.co.uk.
I'm going to play a poem for you, Molly, by Tim Key. It's because you've had some problems with your car today. And can I tell everyone my favourite thing about you when you're driving? Is that if someone lets you in, you don't give them like a friendly wave, you just give them a thumbs up.
A strong thumbs up.
And I really like it. And you were slightly embarrassed when I commented
on
it. Because I like the fact that you weren't... I was wondering if you were doing it to impress me or to make me laugh, but it's just... One of the things that you do.
It's just the way I roll.
And so this is a Tim Key poem called The Good Driver, and it's about those people who let people in.
Oh, thanks.
This is poem number 740, by the way. Gavin Lee Morgan drove along the road.
So I'm going to do this list of palship.
So what is it? Explain again.
It is rules of palship between Noel Coward and his best friend Esme Wynn. Esme's a lovely name. Mm.
Esme.
Is it Esme?
Yeah. And when did they? How old were they when they wrote it?
They were 14.
Aww.
And it was 1915. August of 1915.
And when we go through it, we're going to say if we do that as mates.
They're so much cooler than us that I think that'll almost immediately be obsolete.
Oh, go for it.
But we certainly chip in whenever you want to.
Have you met me? I obviously will.
Yeah. Okay. Rules of palship between Esme Wynn, and Noel Coward. That's interesting. She's got a keat on her E, and he's got umlaut on his E. Mm. They've both got interesting things on top of their E in their names. That's probably why they're mates. Number one, we must not tease each other, and if we begin, we must stop directly when we are asked.
Aww.
Number two, we must not tease each other. It's such a beautiful thing.
We do that, though.
Yeah.
We always take the mickey out of each other, but then we'll always, if we go too far...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we'll check sometimes, won't we?
Exactly.
Like, is that okay?
So we're the same. We're like them. Next.
Yeah, because the other day I CC'd you into an email. Or no, I replied to all, and I thought, maybe I shouldn't have replied to all. And I was worried about it afterwards. So that's in our... So number one, tick.
Good.
Number two, we must take it in turns to go and see one another. And if one goes twice running to the other's house, the other must do the same afterwards.
Don't know how I feel about that one. Okay. I like the sentiment, though.
Yeah, that's all there is. It's only sentiment. Number three, we must never split on one another, even if the palship is dissolved and we must hold all confidences sacred.
What does split on each other mean?
Tell tales, yeah.
Oh, yes, definitely, we do that.
Number four, we must share all profits in any transactions made together, however slight the help of each other may be. Profits are excluded from any expenses incurred during the said transaction.
Ooh.
Interesting one, isn't
extreme.
It? That won't last. That'll be the first one to be removed once I get a bit older. Number five, in case of serious quarrel, a week or a fortnight may be taken to think things over before abolishing the palship.
Abolishing.
Yeah, I didn't think it would could be abolished.
No.
Number six, if one hits the other... It's getting quite dark. If one hits the other either in anger or fun, he must allow the other to hit back. Any other offence must be paid for.
I love that one. So if I punch you, you're allowed to punch me, but only the same hardness.
Yeah, and I like the way that they're using he in the old-fashioned sense of meaning he and she.
Yes.
Number seven, we
I
must...
don't, actually.
No, I like that it exists. It's kind of right. Something you forget about. Number seven, we must stick up for each other against anyone or anything and stand by each other in all danger.
Oh, that's my favourite one. Can we do that?
Yeah, of course, we already do.
Yes.
Number eight, do you reckon Adam and Joe have got a list like this?
Mateship.
Must tell each other all secrets concerned with ourselves. Other confidences may be held sacred even from one another.
Yes, that's nice. We don't have. Yeah, we're allowed to keep our own secrets.
We must not talk religion unless it is inevitable. When writing to mutual friends, we must tell each other, we must also tell each other what we have said in the letter.
John, yesterday I sent a text to my mate Angie.
Did you?
Yeah. Is that all right?
Yes, that's fine. Thank you for letting me know.
No problem. Mateship. Palship.
Can I have a look at your sent messages, please?
Certainly.
Number 11, we must swear by honour as a pal and hold it the most sacred of bonds in the world. Number 12, we must tell each other what we think about the other's appearance or behaviour.
Ooh, actually we do that.
We do that quite a lot. Yeah.
You just asked me if I'd put on that lipstick before or after the RAC man came and I admitted that it was moments before.
Number 13, we must go straight to one another's in case of mischief. Oh, sorry, we must go straight to one another in case of mischief being made and believe nothing unless it comes from the other's own lips.
Ah, yeah.
That's
good.
A very, very wise clause. Believe nothing unless it comes from the other's own lips. Number 14, no one, not even our parents, may keep us from one another.
Definitely. My mum cannot tell me what to do. She's not the boss of me.
Oh, she kind of is.
She is.
She's a little bit. She's nice. Number 15, if any other rules are formed or thought of, they must be added with the consent of both at the end of this document. Quite a boring rule there. I think they're running out. And this is the last one, and this is my favourite. First three words are in capital letters and underlined. No other person may be admitted into our palship or secrets.
Well, so no other mates?
I think they're allowed other mates, but no...
In this specific
no
bond. It's Bezzies, isn't it? It's the rules of Bezzies.
And they both signed it, dated August 11th, 1950.
That was so gorgeous.
Yeah, it's really beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, I'd like to know more about their friendship. I wonder, wonder what happened.
This is Future Radio 107.8.